On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 22, Mahikeng 23, Johannesburg 20 grade.
In Pretoria Central, there's been an accident. This is at the intersection between Fisagi and Schubert Street, causing some delays near the Di Tsong National Museum of Cultural History.
Die geskorste polisieminister Senzo Mqunu het sy persoonlike elektroniese toestelle aan die polisie oorhandig. Dit vorm deel van die voorgesette ondersoek na die ontbinding van die politieke moorde taakspan en die beweerde sameswering met 'n moordbeskuldigde tentrepreneur. Die toestelle het sy selfoon, skootrekenaar, tablet en 2 ongebruikte fone ingesluit. Vir meer besoek jacarandafm.com en klik op news. Nou vir 'n storie wat vanoggend die nuus oor Hierse, die voormalige minister van openbare ondernemings, Malusi Gigaba, het homself van die polisie in Pretoria oorgegee. Dis in verband met voorgesette ondersoeke na korrupsie by Transnet. Gigaba was tussen 2010 en 2014 minister van openbare ondernemings. Die ondersoekdirektoraat teen korrupsie sê intussen Gigaba sal nie vandag, soos vroeër aangedui is nie, verskyn nie. Woordvoerder Henry Matome.
The investigating directorate against corruption is having engagements with Mr. Malusi Gigaba and he has not been placed under any arrest. Therefore, there will not be any court appearance today. IDEC will also not be commenting any further on this matter.
Die Oekraïense ambassade in Suid-Afrika sê hy ondersoek berigte van 17 Suid-Afrikaanse mans in Oekraïne se Donbas-streek vasgekeer is. Die mans tussen die ouderdom van 20 en 39 jaar oud is glo met lonende kontrakte gelok. Oekraïne se ambassadeur vir Suid-Afrika, Alexandra Sherba, het aan die SABC gesê hulle sal nooit iemand aanmoedig om na die gevangsone te gaan nie.
First of all, we are not persuading any South Africans to put their lives at risk and go to the war zone. That's absolutely clear. Second of all, foreign citizens who fight on our side, I would be very reluctant to call them mercenaries because all people who are fighting for money, they're fighting on Russia.
Die Forum for South Africa het intussen kommer uitgespreek. Die forum se leier Tebogo Mashilompane.
How can citizens travel to conflict zones without the government's knowledge or intervention? This reflects a total collapse in state awareness and oversight. FOSA demands immediate intervention from government to secure the safe return of this man and to provide full support to their families.
Nog nie sy die buitenland 18 mense word in Turkye aangehou in ondersoek na skeidsregters wat daarvan vernou word dat hulle op sokkerwedstryde gewet het. 21 mense, insluitend 17 skeidsregters, is in hegtenis geneem. En ten slotte...
Q, can you lower the lights for me, please?
Okay, but remember, in here, keep those feet still, my man.
Die loket vir die komende Michael Jackson fliek oor sy lewe het reeds miljoene kykers aanlyn gekry. Die fliek wat eenvoudig Michael getitel is gister vrygestel. Volgens berigte het dit binne 6 uur nadat dit verskyn het 'n verstommende 30 miljoen kykers ontvang. Action also het weer meer nuus om 12 uur.
Thank you so much, Chanel. All right, we're about to head into the final hour of the Work Zone. And in this hour, I want to make you a winner, right? It's the season to glam up and shine with Clicks Summer Beauty. So if you'd like to stand a chance to win 2,500 Rand in a Clicks Club card this morning, all you need to do is the following. Go and download the Clicks app and then fill their cart with some of the most sought-after Clicks beauty faves. And then I need you to WhatsApp the keyword Clicks to 084-850-0942. There'll be some prompts that you need to follow and then share a screenshot of your Clicks beauty cart, okay? I'm going to pick a winner and I could be glamming you up with a 2,500 Rand Clicks Club card cashback. So go and fill your cart, take a screenshot, send it to me now.